Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for always tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, right here on CIDI 99.1 FM. Students and staff at Campus Bromislaw's Adult Education Center, CBM for short, are celebrating the unveiling of their brand new kitchen in order to offer its breakfast program once again. Over the last few years, Campus Bromislaw has had its own breakfast club that provides low-cost breakfast for students and staff. However, CBM was forced to put the breakfast club on hold over the last year because it needed to bring its kitchen up to code and it needed new equipment. Over the last year, students who participate in the breakfast club have been raising funds to bring this new kitchen to life. CIDI had the chance to speak with Marina, Philip, and Dylan, three students that participate in the breakfast club, to highlight how important this space is for the student body and for those who are a part of the breakfast club. So Marina, Philip, and Dylan, we're here today to celebrate the launch of your brand new kitchen, which you worked so hard on to raise money throughout this year to make this happen. How does it feel now to finally see your project brought to life?
I would say it's wonderful. Very wonderful. We waited for about like 6 months, was it, last year to see it working again. And now that we got this new kitchen and everything works fine with all the people we're working with, it's perfect.
Would you like to add anything to that, Marina or Philip?
I would say it feels really amazing to have brand new equipment to work with instead of the old equipment where we weren't allowed to like use the stove. We can use our stove now. Woohoo!
Yeah, as like a new hire who is a bit not a part of this, it's definitely great to see this project, as someone who enjoyed the breakfast program last year, be expanded upon and all that.
So you're a new member of the breakfast club?
Yeah, kind of. I helped out a little bit last year.
Just to help with little tasks that they needed help with?
Oh yeah, stuff like that.
Okay, great. And you know, how important was it for the breakfast clubs to have this new space? Marina, you were kind of talking to me about that a little bit this summer. Maybe you want to remind our listeners as to why this was so important to bring to life.
Well, I would say it was so important for us to bring it back to life because not only do we as a team love the kitchen and love being in here, but we love to serve people, and it's so nice to be able to talk and get to know people, and I think it brings us all together as a, not family, but
it brings the student body together.
There you go. Thank you.
I remember you chatting to me a little bit about Marina, about how it's benefited you and, you know, learning new skills and everything. Is that still something that, does the Breakfast Club still play that role in your life? You know, are you still learning new skills along the way?
I would say so, yes, because as soon as I can get my own apartment, I'm still going to need these skills in life. And so is my team. And anyone new definitely benefits off of getting one credit and learning all these skills like cooking, cleaning. You get to learn a little bit about how kitchen life is. And yeah.
Would you like to add anything to that, Dylan?
I will say that when I first started this, I was a bit sort of introverted. I didn't really know how to talk with people. Then I met Marina and Owen and everyone else that was there for the first year. And it kind of helped me open up and realize that, hey, talking with people is fun and is a good thing to know, especially strangers.
So it plays a role in a variety of ways in the student life here. And for you, Philip, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, yeah, I find that like doing this has helped me with like my kind of customer service skills and stuff. Working with the counter or like just chatting with the customers.
It helps build your skill sets for whatever your future may hold. And now that you have this new kitchen, it must be so much easier for you all to be in the space and to work together. How have things been going? Has it been running smoother? I'm sure that it's been a lot more convenient now that you have this new space.
As I've mentioned before this, we have a lot more space now. So we're not kind of, we never did bump into each other, but like there's always that risk as there is with anything else. But, you know, we have so much more space now. One's at the counter, one's at handling bagels, and one's handling grilled cheese and all that. And with that space, it just feels so much better.
Yeah.
And especially with, you know, since we still kind of have COVID going around, we have the distance to respect too.
Other than what Dylan said, I'd say having our own little stations is definitely more convenient for us. And it helps us get around and get people their food a little faster, so that's always a bonus.
Perfect. And you know, I was very curious, are there future plans from the Breakfast Club that, you know, people should know about? Do you plan on doing different things, different activities now that you have this new space? I didn't know if you were able to speak about that, or maybe some future plans that you might have now that you have this new space.
We are kind of working on that right now. There's one idea we have is for smoothies. But I think as far as I remember, that's what we've got only got for now. We still have like healthy snacks, which can vary. And yeah, I'm that kind of stuff.
Hey, well, those are all the questions that I had for you. I really just wanted to get an update on the project and just to remind people about the role that it plays here for students at Campus Brome. Mrs. Qua, but please feel free to mention anything else that I may not have brought up in my questions.
Nothing really comes to mind as of now. I would say most of what had to been asked has been asked.
Well, thank you all so much for chatting with us. I really appreciate it.
It was our pleasure.
I also had the chance to speak with Mo Dani Colom, who is the assistant director of Campus Brome Mississauga's Adult Education Center, all about the need for this new space and future plans for the new kitchen that go beyond the breakfast club.
Mode, we are here today at Campus Brome Mississauga for the unveiling of the Adult Education Center's brand new kitchen, which you've been working really hard on with students for about the past year, if I'm not mistaken. How does it feel now to see this project brought to life?
Amazing. Yeah, it has been such a journey for us, but yeah, it feels good. I feel like everybody's on board, engaged. It's, amazing is the word.
Now, the last time that you and I spoke about this project, when you were doing some fundraising, you were planning your big spaghetti dinner. You know, you were highlighting how it was important to do the necessary repairs in the kitchen and to get new equipment in there, because the Breakfast Club provides a low-cost breakfast for students and staff during a time where, you know, the prices of food are really going up. So is this still a challenge you're dealing with, food insecurity here on the campus?
Yes, I think there are some great initiatives that came, like the Breakfast Club, and we're trying to create circles of activities so that whatever we cook for the Breakfast Club, if ever it's not sold during the week, we're gonna give it for free for students in the classes. So we're looking at options where we cook more with our students. We give them some tips on how they can get some food at cheaper costs. But for sure, it is still a big concern for everybody in the center that our students eat well.
And what important role will this new kitchen play here at Campus Brome Mississauga? Perhaps you'd like to highlight, you know, the other ways that it serves, you know, students here and staff here beyond providing low-cost breakfast.
One of the key aspects is for the students who are involved in the project, they learn so many different skills that will be important for their adult life. As an example, they do their grocery, they follow their budget, they count their cash, they learn cooking healthy recipes, teamwork, health and safety in the kitchen. So these are all competencies that will be useful.
From my understanding, if I'm remembering correctly, the Breakfast Club is a part of a particular class, right, that's offered through the Adult Education Center?
It is. It's a course in the personal development area, so it gives them optional credit towards their high school diploma.
Okay, so that's what the Breakfast Club is a part of. Okay, yes, that's what I wanted to just confirm. And now that there is a new kitchen space, are there plans to use the space beyond just the Breakfast Club? You know, are there space to do other activities or programs? Or do you have those plans or do you hope to have those plans in the future?
There are some ideas. One thing that we started doing is cooking. Let's say last year I would go out or somebody would go out and get some snacks. This year we're cooking it. So there's an activity called the LT Snacks that is done with a couple of students, and our intention is to grow it so that more students learn how to cook and eat healthy.
I wanted to ask you as well. I know that you did the spaghetti dinner, but did you carry out other fundraising initiatives after that as well to be able to?
There were some grants that were written or some requests for funding. So we have three major partners that were involved. So we have Desjardins, who gave us an amount, the MSK Literacy Council, and the Townshippers Foundation, who gave us some money, and we did some chocolate bars selling and a couple of other things, but that was mainly where the money was coming from.
Great. So you had a lot of community support behind this project.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's really a team effort here, because otherwise I don't know how we would have done it without them. A huge thank you to everybody who was involved, from our external partners to student staff. Like, everybody was really amazing and engaged, and I don't know how we could have done it without the help of all these individuals and organizations. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much again, Mo, for chatting with us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Wendy Says, who is the executive director of the Yamaska Literacy Council, one of the organizations that contributed financially towards the project, speaks on the Yamaska Literacy Council's reason for hopping on board
and how she hopes this space will serve the student body and staff at Campus Bro Mississauga's Adult Education Center moving forward.
Wendy, I know that the Yamaska Literacy Council was one of the donors behind the project. So I just wanted to ask, why did your organization decide to support this project and to be a part of bringing this project to life for students here at Campus Bro Mississauga?
Well, as you know, the Yamaska Literacy Council is an adult literacy organization, and one of the best ways to strengthen your literacy skills is through practice. So working in a breakfast club allows you to practice all sorts of skills related to literacy. There's reading involved, there's probably problem solving, critical thinking, teamwork, communication. So all of those skills are related to literacy, and what better way to support that than by donating to a kitchen where the students are actively involved and working on the skills that they're learning while they're at the center.
And do you have a connection to Campus Bro Mississauga? Does the Yamaska Literacy Council have a collaboration with the school here?
Well, we've always had a strong connection. We do have one-on-one tutoring, and some students who are enrolled at the campus work with us to get extra help through a tutor. I've served on the governing board of the Adult Ed Center for a number of years, and we've collaborated on a lot of intergenerational projects. We've done Books to Belly, we've done ETS Beyond the Road. So really, it's a way for us to create a broad path for adult learners, whether they're at the basic literacy level or they're working on adult ed, finishing high school courses or vocational training. So it makes a nice seamless path for adults in the community.
And how do you hope this project serves the students and staff here at CBM moving forward now that they have this brand new kitchen space?
Well, I think there was a big need for students that maybe have traveled for a while and, you know, haven't had a chance to have some breakfast. So if they can come in and, sit together and have some community with other students, I think schools are places of community. So if they can get some affordable food and then the students that are working together also work on their skills. So I think it's a win-win-win-win-win project.
Well, I really just wanted to speak to some of the supporters behind this project, Wendy, and get a sense as to why you decided to hop on board. But please feel free to mention anything else that you think would be important for our community to be aware of.
Well, that's great. Just, I think we really need awareness in the community that there are lots of opportunities for adults to improve their learning, whether it's through a literacy program or an adult ed center. I think there's always a place to let people know that it's a warm and welcoming place for people to go.
Well, thank you so much again, Wendy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.